Penguin Random House Audio presents The Love Song of Miss Queenie Hennessy by Rachel Joyce. Read for you by Celia Imrie. The First Letter. St. Bernardine's Hospice, Berwick-upon-Tweed, Monday, 11th of April. Dear Harold, this may come to you as some surprise. I know it is a long time since we last met, but recently I've been thinking a lot about the past. Last year I had an operation on a tumour, but the cancer has spread and there is nothing left to be done. I am at peace and comfortable, but I would like to thank you for the friendship you showed me all those years ago. Please send my regards to your wife. I still think of David with fondness. With my best wishes, QH. The Second Letter. St. Bernardine's Hospice, Berwick-upon-Tweed, 13th of April. So here it is. Long ago, Harold, you said to me, "There are so many things we don't see." "What do you mean?" I asked. My heart gave a flip. "Things that are right in front of us," you said. We were in your car. You were driving, as you always did, and I was in the passenger seat. Night was falling, I remember that, so we must have been on our way back to the brewery. In the distance, street lamps sprinkled the blue velvet skirts of Dartmoor, and the moon was a faint chalk smudge. It was on the tip of my tongue to tell the truth. I couldn't bear it any longer. "Pull over," I almost shouted. "Listen to me. Harold Fry..." You pointed ahead with your driving glove. "You see? How many times have we come this way and I've never noticed that?" I looked where you were indicating and you laughed.
Funny, Queenie.